Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinich.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. As I was looking at this show tonight and looking at like the different ways to have pleasure beyond what we, you know, think pleasure is supposed to be, I realized that, you know, there's so many things that we avoid to do just to have pleasure in ourselves, in our lives, in our bodies. So we're going to talk about a lot of that today. And I think a lot of people also feel like you have to earn pleasure. It's like something you have to work hard for. Work hard for that orgasm. Make it happen. You know, stimulate each other in the right way. Stimulate yourself in the right way. And in that sense, you know, all that work and all that efforting, you know, you might get derived some level of pleasure from it, but you'll actually derive a lot more pleasure from looking at it differently. So we're going to look at things a little different today. And we're going to look at pleasure as something that is possibly inherently something that we are allowed to have. We have a lot of different things, like we have pleasure centers in our brain that light up when we're aroused. We have parts of our body, specifically if you think about the clitoris, we have parts that have no other purpose that we know of to date than to arouse and derive pleasure. So I'm thinking that yes, pleasure is inherently something that we deserve to have, that we are born to have. Deserve is also something that sounds earned, right? So something that is just our divine inheritance is pleasure. And how do we then live our life in the way that we've been taught through society, that you've got to work hard to, you've got to do this and you've got to do that, and there's a lot of efforting in order to have a good and happy life? There are a lot of people who don't necessarily work hard and they do have a good and happy life. So let's just look at this just for today, just experimentally. Let's look at it a little different. And I'd also like to like look at all the things that we've been told are things that we have to do in order to deserve pleasure, in order to have pleasure. What are some of the stories that you tell yourself about pleasure? I know for me, I for a long time felt like pleasure was something to hide. It's definitely not public. Like doing this show, talking about pleasure publicly, whoa, so wrong. So pleasure is something that we can be public about. Not that I'm saying go out and have sex publicly and then go get arrested for that. I'm saying you're allowed to live your life in a way that's pleasurable. Doesn't mean you're going to get arrested for it. One of the things, for example, is that you could be walking around wearing clothes that absolutely make your body hum. You know, maybe some people are more sensitive to this than others, but I can tell you that there are some materials that I put on and it just annoys the crap out of me. And so if I wear them for more than like 5 or 10 minutes, my whole personality changes. And the more I've actually allowed myself to be aware of that, the better it's been for everyone, because then I don't invest in those things. I'm not wasting money on that. I also then don't wear them and sit around in that all day and be frustrated. I put on something the other day that I hadn't worn in years. It was in my closet. And I was like, whoa, how did I ever wear this? Whoa, couldn't stand the material. Which is great. So I'm going through a lot of different clothes and finding ones that actually have my body hum in a way that's like my body is vibrating at the frequency of pleasure. And I know the difference because when I'm wearing things that don't vibrate at the frequency of pleasure, I get incredibly angry fast. I get agitated in my own skin and just want to rip the clothes off. Not in a sexy, foxy, I'm playing the stripper kind of way. It's just get this stuff off me. I'm going to harm somebody, probably myself. So what are if we're allowed to walk around in clothes that give us pleasure, what do you think that would look like on the outside? Like right now, I'm wearing cozy clothes. They make my body happy because they're nice and soft and cozy. Like cotton t-shirt with like a cozy sweatshirt. Comfy. So when I've got like my cozy stuff on and I'm feeling cozy, then I tend to reflect that in my body and in my posture and in my attitude. And what happens is I start to relax. I start to feel more present, and I actually will just feel more happy about life. But if I'm wearing something that aggravates me, I will be so discombobulated and also like disconnected and sometimes even like completely not present. So the more I choose to be present, the more I find out certain things will get me out of presence, whether that's noises, whether that's smells or taste or sensation of clothing. A lot of it is sensory. And yes, some of you are probably listening to this going, well, you're probably just on the autism spectrum. I probably am. But I do think that doesn't everybody have a preference for like how clothing feels? I don't know. I'm curious. Let me know. Do some clothes make you really irritated? Like, if you wear socks too long, do you feel like you're choking? Because I do. I can sometimes wear socks to the point where I'm like, whoa, I can't breathe anymore, which to the logical mind makes no sense because you don't technically breathe through your feet. But I gotta tell you, sometimes socks and wearing them too long will make me think, ah, I can't breathe, I'm choking. It's a weird and fascinating thing. I wear pants too long. Like in this house, there's pants time and everybody knows it. I'm at pants time right now. I didn't take my pants off to do the show, but let me tell you, there are many times where I don't wear pants on the show because pants time, and pants will just be too annoying for me. So if I wouldn't get arrested for it, I would probably just sit around in barely any clothes just because that would make me happy. But I'm not going to do it on this show. You guys don't pay for this show. So, if you want that kind of show, let me know and I can always open an OnlyFans. Yes, I can. Why? Because I'm 50 and I can do whatever I want. I think that's what happens when you're 50. I asked my mom that the other day. I was like, when you turn 50, do you just like gain a whole bunch of attitude and not give a crap? And she's like, kind of happens like the day you turn 50. I'm like, kind of feels like it. It's like I turned 50 and I just am like, death, whatever. Things I cared about before, things that I thought were important before, I just are like, whatever. Don't know what that is. Maybe it's perimenopause, premenopause. I don't know what's happening. Anyway. So back to the pleasure and how pleasure can be derived from so many things, including like what we wear. So let's redefine pleasure. Pleasure doesn't have to be about, body parts, and people stimulating your body parts in a certain way to achieve orgasm. Pleasure is when your body feels at ease and it's like humming and you're not under stress and you're not feeling like you're under duress and all of those things. It's when your nervous system can be reset and it's calm. So calm is pleasurable. There are instances, so can't negate other people's experiences, where certain heights of stimulation, say being spanked or other kink-related experiences that might involve more heightened arousal that wouldn't have you in calm, they can be highly pleasurable for people as well. Generally, though, for most people, if they've had a lot of high arousal their whole life, one of the things they first need to do before playing in that kink arena, in a safe way is to learn how to be able to bring yourself back to a sense of nervous system calibration, like bringing yourself back to calm. So resetting that and renegotiating what you want to do in order to get aroused. And sometimes it could just be quietness that has you be so totally turned on. All right. I have some other people in the chat that are so totally with me on the socks thing. Oh, I get it. So get it. I know, like, what other clothes annoy you? Like certain kinds of underwear too, just like, wah, no. I like rarely wear a bra these days unless my nipples are totally gonna like poke people's eyes out. So there's that too. Like, ugh. Yes, anything around the neck, I hear you. It would have to only be in sexy circumstances and totally under consent, but I don't like having like chokers around my neck or turtlenecks. Just sipping away on my water here because I'm in Canada and it's dry here in my house because we heat with fire and fire, fire, fire. Well, we heat with wood and that creates fire. And it gets a little dry. So if I'm sipping more than usual, it's because, like, holy Hannah, it's dry in here. All right. So what can we do to redefine pleasure? So first, one of the things you want to do is see how you have defined pleasure. What are some of the things that you think pleasure is? And then maybe expand on that. So it doesn't mean you're going to like drop everything you ever define pleasure as, because you probably have a few things in there that still work and are true for you. And some of the things that you feel are true, maybe it's taking out some of the aspects of like having to work for, say, work for the orgasm. Like, what if you could relax into orgasm? What a concept. And it's possible. So some of the definitions you've had around that, I'd love to hear what how people define pleasure, because I think it's so very personal too, to like what is pleasure for you. Pleasure for me is really, and probably I've defined it differently over the years, over the last 11 years of this show, which, by the way, I forgot to tell you guys that I've had this show for over 11 years, and I'm a holistic health practitioner as well as a sex and intimacy coach, which brings me to these great topics because I often find that people who come to me for sessions are the reason why I have these episodes. So I had a client last week who doesn't have an awful lot of pleasure in their life, and one of the things that I thought about was how we define that and how, you know, we decided what that means. Because then I asked, I'm like, what do you mean by that? Like, where do you get your pleasure from, or where do you think your pleasure's been taken away? So those are other things to kind of look at. Like, do you feel like somehow things that were pleasurable for you have been stripped away, that you haven't been able to do the things that bring you pleasure? Do is very, you know, effortful as well. But what are also some of the things that you've always wanted to try that might, you know, bring a new sense of pleasure, might wake your body up in a new way. And because it's the pleasure zone and this is a sex show, I would direct it specifically to what are some things that you feel have been, you know, maybe that you haven't been able to engage in. That you'd like to engage in, whether that's like, oh man, you'd like to be able to give oral sex to your partner like every day, but you know, maybe your knees are getting bad and you can't get down on your knees like you used to love to. Maybe you got to change some positions up. Maybe you got a kink in your neck and you got to figure out a new way to have oral sex, which is the whole reason why I have this show, is because I was literally explaining to somebody how they can switch up the position so they don't have to hurt their neck. And then welcome, welcome world. This is what you've ended up with for the last 11 years. So that's a fun and funny conversation that showed up one day having lunch. So how do you define pleasure? What are some of the ways that you felt like you had pleasure, but that pleasure's been taken away? And if that pleasure was taken away, maybe your partner passed away or they're not present, is that an energy that you can tap into just by thinking about it? meditating on it, feeling it, allowing your body to really sense all of the things that brought you that pleasure. I invite you to try that out. Just contemplate what that would be like. What if I could feel that pleasure that I feel like I was missing? But I know I've had it. So where is it? Tap into that feeling and that sense and then breathe it in. And breathe it out and let it go through your whole body. So keep that breathing up. In for five, out for five. Get your body calm, present, collected. We're going to head to our first commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. I'm your host, Milica Jelinic, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@milicajelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. I'm your host, Milica Jelinic. This is The Pleasure Zone, and we are here to talk all about pleasure. Today, we're specifically talking about 10 ways to redefine pleasure. One of the ways we kind of tapped on in the last segment was about moving from performance to presence. Kind of mentioned it briefly, but I did an entire episode that was dedicated to the concept of moving from performance to presence. So if you want a real in-depth on that, go for it. But a brief on it is that if you're moving from performance, which is where, you know, it's kind of more goal-oriented and you're thinking, I must be the best at this job. Performance is putting on an act, right? So if you're an actor, if you're a method actor, you're more about presence. If you do a different version of acting, then you're more about performance. Presence is really embodying and being present in that role, which is why it's more like method acting. Not that I studied acting or I'm an actor, but you know, that's what I get for going to a drama camp 2 years in a row. Anyway, yay, drama camp, where I got to make my first puppet. Yes. Anyway, so we're going to move from performance to presence. And when you move out of performance, which is mostly where you're thinking, this is what I need to do to this body in order to bring this person pleasure, when we're looking at it from a sexual standpoint. Presence, on the other hand, would be where you're more in the state of query. You're more listening, observing, questioning. You might say something to the effect of, would it be okay if I touched you here in this manner? May I? May I is a really nice way to ask things. You know, may May I touch your back? May I touch your legs? May I touch your vulva? May I touch your penis? May I touch? May I is a fabulous way to start a conversation in presence. And then guess what you do once you ask it? What do you do? What do you do? You listen to their answer. That's right, kids. You listen because you know what? Listening is part of presence. Listening is incredibly sexy. So if you're thinking that, you know, listening is not sexy, you're so wrong. One of my top favorite clients I got to talk to today, and sometimes I just get to be presence, and I realize that sometimes that's all that's required, and I love that. And he's probably listening, so there you go. Anyway, so presence is a wonderfully beautiful thing that you can be for people, because it's often so neglected, and it's often something that we just don't offer each other. You know, we can be off in our own tangents and our own thoughts and our own, but if you can really be there with somebody and whatever they're talking about, whether it's politics or hayrides or whether they're talking about going to the moon, whatever it happens to be, you're there and you're being present and you're with them through the conversation. Do you know how lovely that is for someone to know that you truly care and you're listening? The fact if you've listened this far into the show consistently and you're like 21 minutes, 22 minutes in, thank you for your presence. Your presence matters because you know what? The more views and listens I get, the more I feel motivated to create more content. So I appreciate all of that. Performance would be a very different thing. So if I was being performative with you guys, which I'm not even good with performance because I get too exhausted by it, and I wouldn't be very functional as a human if I always operated from performance. Performance is like putting on the gusto. Let me see if I can do it. Be like, I want to see if I can perform for you guys right now. All right. So if it comes to, oh yeah, okay, this is what I can do. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to show you guys what sexy is. And then I could just be like pretending to like rub myself the whole show. It's like, oh yeah, I'm like the sexiest human alive. And like, that is completely performative, right? I'm not even good at performance. I can't even do it. I just have to be present with myself. And then, you know, as a response, maybe as a response, my presence has you become present as like a ripple effect. And then what happens is that you start to feel more into your body. And as you feel more into your body, you start to get what your body is really saying yes to, really saying no to, or kind of querying, maybe. And if you're wondering how to even get started with that, like, you know, is that a yes or a no, or maybe when it comes to sex for me, head over to my website. I have a free download of yes, no's, maybes. You will get prompted at one point to like, if you want to get on a call with me afterwards, and it's like a free discovery call, just go for it. What have you got to lose? The only thing I have to lose is my time if you don't show up, which I've had a few people do, which I'm not impressed by. And I do keep track of your names. And if you don't show, you don't get to come back again. Just letting you know. So yeah, I'm strict like that. That's my dom side, kids. Anyway, so if you go to presence, you're with your body, you're aware of what your body desires. You might even be aware of, wow, those socks are really annoying me, that kind of thing. And you follow what your body's asking for. You will start to find that you're going to just pick up on things that are really enjoyable. Your body will start to pick food out in the grocery store, things that you might not have even tried before. And they'll just like, you walk by and it's almost like they scream at you. They're like, me. And you're like, oh, okay, well, that's a strange and interesting sauce. Let's try that. It gets really loud though. I hadn't been into a Costco for years. And then we went into a Costco, like, and so for those of you who are not in North America, Costco is like this place that has massive amounts of food and like large quantity. I think it's like a version in the UK is like a Tesco maybe. Anyway, it's massive, massive quantities. And it's just huge. It's like a giant warehouse, tons of aisles and tons of people in there all the time. and it's over, it can be overwhelming. So things are like popping everywhere. It's why I actually like shopping in smaller shops. And like, when I get bread, I like to either go to the Amish and buy bread from their bakery where I only deal with one person, or I go to like the local artisan bakery. But like going into bigger places, things just start yell, like they're jumping and yelling at you. They're like, bah, buy me, bah. Yes, I'm weird like that. Things energetically scream at me. And they scream at my body because a lot of the times my body's what's doing the shopping for the food that I'm getting or the different things like the clothing. And before also I would get like sometimes I would get hand-me-downs and the material just wasn't for me, but I'd be like, okay, I'll keep it because I really don't like material waste. But now I know better and I can pass it on or I can take it to the secondhand shop. But yeah, there were some materials that I can't even touch without cringing. They're like, I can't even describe them. They set my fingers on fire. I don't know. Not like actual flames, but they feel like fire. I don't know. You know what I mean? Anyway, so listen to what your body is saying yes or no to something. And you'll know because when your body says yes to something, it'll like relax. It's like your heart opens up, you breathe more. The air in your lungs comes in. It's like your whole body expands and breathes, and your mind clears, and everything is like, oh, it hums. And when it's a no, it'll be almost like a fight, an internal battle. Even with food, you might be eating things that you're like, oh, that just looks so good, but your body is like, your mouth might like that, but inside we don't want to digest that or metabolize that. No. And so it's good to listen to those things because pleasure is when you're in that state of being calm and aroused simultaneously, happy, joyful. And then if we're doing things like eating foods that'll make you sick or, have, for example, gallbladder attacks, which I had one during the last few weeks, whew, then, your body gets crabby. But I know mine was more emotional related on that front. So sometimes that'll happen too. There'll be emotions related to certain physical ailments going on. So how do you listen to your body's yeses and nos? Go grab my yes, nos, maybes list and just go through it. See what pops for you. See what you think you'd like to do with that. See what you don't want to do for sure. See where you might be a maybe. And then you can also do things like muscle testing, which I've talked about on this show multitudes of times. I think I have a video out there maybe about that, maybe not. But if you'd like to learn how to do a little quick muscle testing on what is your yes, what is your no, let me know. If I need to put together a workshop, if I have like a lot of people asking about that, I might just create a little fast video that I can email out to all of you guys. It takes more than like no more than 5 or 10 minutes to learn how to do that. So what else do we want to do? So I'm kind of going through the list of things that I have under the 10 ways to redefine pleasure. So you want to listen to your body's yeses because most of the time we override our bodies for other people's desires. It could even be for food. We'll override, if you're in a family and you're cooking food for everyone, you might say yes to food that you don't want. And I'm so glad we don't have this in our house, but and I'm so glad we don't. It's like if somebody doesn't want to eat what I've made for supper, or if somebody else has made supper and I don't want to eat it, it's not like offend. There's no like offense by not eating the food that was cooked because we all follow what our bodies require. And sometimes there'll be like additional things added to it that maybe I hadn't even thought about. Like Ziva, my kid, is like super creative with adding like five different ingredients because umami is their thing. And then I'm like, damn, that was actually really good. Good job. But that could be almost like too much flavor for my husband. So we all kind of do our own thing often. So sometimes we all eat the same food. But if you listen to your body's yeses and nos, you'll be able to even find and eat food that actually works for you, find and wear clothes that actually comfort you and give you joy. Picking homes and furniture and all kinds of things that actually are enjoyable, even going out to events or different things like networking, whether it's, you really want to or not, you can feel those yeses and nos and honor them. And if you're following somebody else's yes, it can oftentimes just be, wah, wah, wah. I don't know how else to describe it. It's one of those feelings that it's like, nah, that was like a dull bummer. So we don't have to do that, do we? No. We can actually begin to expand beyond what we had ever defined as pleasure. And we don't have to have those always, we don't always have to have pleasure from setting a goal and achieving the goal. It is one way that we can kick in those happy hormones, but it's not the only way. So we're going to talk more about this. You are listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. I'm your host, Milica Jelinic, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. I'm your host, Milica Jelinic, and tonight we are talking all about the 10 different approaches and ways to look at pleasure, just looking at them in a different way. So how do you define pleasure? Because we're going to redefine pleasure. We talked a little about moving from performance to presence, about listening to your body's yeses and nos, and then also looking at how we've had oftentimes our pleasure is derived from achieving goals, but you can have pleasure in the simplest ways, and they don't have to be big goals. They can be simple things of even just, you know, if you walk into your home and your home happens to smell good, you can derive pleasure from something that simple. Having a home, having a roof over your head. For anybody who's ever lived on the street, I'm sure that just having a home is incredibly pleasurable. If we can start with some of those very simple things, it also helps us develop gratitude. And as we develop gratitude, we can actually create more in our lives. Gratitude is like the fertilizer for our desires. So the more gratitude we have, the more it fertilizes our desires to grow. And to me, one of the greatest purposes in having more desires for creating greater is so that, I don't know, can offer it to many people. I always, when I think about like, if I were to win the lottery, what would I do? Well, 99% of what I come up with is for everybody else, how I would help and contribute to society. So, and there's like things I would do for me, but I would pretty much keep doing what I would do, except, I mean, I would definitely open a puppetry studio, and I have ideas for puppetry that I don't think anybody's doing right now, and I'm not going to share it because I don't want somebody to steal it. So You have to be in the chat room to find out what that was, because I just wrote it in there. So, go over to Inspired Choices Network and jump into the chat room to find out what my crazy, crazy, kooky idea in puppetry is. Oh, yeah. Anyhow. So, I don't know where those accents are coming from, but you're welcome. You are so welcome. So, another thing that I found today, which was kind of cute, because I put out this post. I was scrolling today, and on this, there was a feed that came out. It was called Unfiltered Stories. And a lot of unfiltered stories are stories about sexual abuse in childhood, especially human trafficking things, and then just like really messed up things. They come across my feed mostly because a lot of my work is in trauma and sexual, recovery from sexual, from SA situations. I think I already said other stuff that'll probably get this algorithm like go wonky. But on this particular episode today, there was a man who heartfelt telling his story from childhood about what happened to him, which was a devastating and sad story, because you could tell that what happened with this woman, who I think was his mother or somebody who would be a mother figure, was just so utterly freaking messed up that I would think it would take an awful lot of therapy and help just to be able to function as a normal human being in society. And the only comments that people would write in there were writing about his ears and how, oh, what did she touch your ears to? Is that why they stand out? And some other rude comments about his looks. Like, they just were so freaking nasty. My mama bear kicked in and I wanted to slash people. And then I just written about how, in case you didn't see the post, I just wrote about how, for one thing, it's really hard for men. 99% of the time, men who have been essayed in any way have gone through that, been raped, right? Because we have to use different words for this to go through. They will not talk about it, and they will bottle that up for life. And when you bottle that kind of trauma up for life, it creates a number of different problems, mental health issues, physical issues. It's poison to hold on to it. But because of people like the women and men who were insulting this guy in the comments, I understand why men don't say anything. And so I put a post up about that. And as a result, I had some private messages, I had some public messages, but the messages altogether were like people were consistently saying how I'm kind of a person that they feel really safe talking to about any and all those topics, which was lovely. And then I had a reminder when I was on with my client today, one of my clients today, who is just repeatedly telling me how safe they feel talking with me about all the things that they feel and experience. And that to me is one of, like, I'm so honored to be able to be that person for people. It's such a gift for me that they trust me to be that space and be safe, the safe place for them. So safety is a really big thing when it comes to pleasure. If you don't feel safe, there is really no pleasure. If you don't feel safe, especially in kink situations, you're not going to get to that place of surrender where you can, even if you're surrendering into being a dom, that's still a kind of surrender. You just won't be able to experience pleasure in the way that you ultimately could if you felt safe. So one of the things on this list that I wrote was have safety before sensation, because sensation is something that now, many years ago, they would say that if something was happening, you were being like molested or somebody was touching you and your body had sensations and you were responding, that was essentially you saying yes. Well, now they know that's not true. Now they know that bodies get aroused from having sensations. Whether the body wants that or not, it's like you rub a certain thing, it will react. It doesn't mean the person is saying yes. It just means the body is reacting. So in order to have sensation that is pleasurable and sensation that's consensual, we need to have that space of safety first. You'll know you feel safe because you'll actually start to breathe. We'll start with that. Or what you might notice is that you weren't breathing. You might get into a place and you're like, wow, I feel really safe here. I'm actually breathing. I didn't realize I wasn't breathing. Whoa, my body is like feeling heavier or like dense, sort of. And that's like being present, right? So you might even feel like your butt drilling into the ground because it just feels like you're like, oh, I'm here. I'm so here. And at the same time, relaxed. Right? So that's a sensation of kind of being space and being grounded simultaneously. Safety is so important, especially because I personally haven't met anybody who hasn't gone through some kind of trauma. And trauma will breed a lot of scenarios that don't feel safe and actually end up in those situations repeatedly because they are familiar and they are familiar energies, and we will find ourselves in those familiar scenarios because it's like, oh, abuse. I know abuse. I can go over there. That feels familiar. Oh, somebody who's kind and calm, it takes a while to get used to that, to be able to be truly trusting of somebody that's being safe. My husband being safe was the ultimate confusion for the first few years. You guys were with me through it in those first few years of this show. I don't know if you've even realized it, but yeah, his safety and reassurance is incredibly such a gift, just that presence, such a gift. Even though he has hard of hearing, it makes him appear like he's aloof. He's actually just hard of hearing for anybody who's met him in person. So yeah, safety before anything, right? So if you're safe in your space and you feel safe with your partner, then those sensations, whether you're touching, kissing, whatever you're doing, that involves sensory exploration, then you'll probably find that that sensory exploration is going to exponentialize and get even better when you feel safe. You'll just relax into it. It's the craziest, wackiest, coolest thing ever. The other thing to do for pleasure is to really just be okay with when you need rest. And having sleep, like good sleep, can be such a great way to reset your system, but also to feel a sense of like being gratified and fulfilled. So we have a guest cabin on our property. For those of you who don't know, we do have weekend workshops there, and we do have arrangements for sleeping for a very low number of people, but you can always contact me if you're interested in creating or co-creating something there. And so every once in a while, I just have like a little holiday out in my cabin, and that deep, deep rest, because it's so dark in there. It's in the forest, and there's like hardly any light in there. It's like pitch black. And it's totally quiet, and I just have like a fire burning. That is so pleasurable for me. I just kind of lie there and I just breathe and listen to the fire in the total darkness and listen to it because it crackles, and then like watch it glow. Oh, it's the best. I love it. That can bring fulfillment and pleasure. Then as your body's relaxed and reset, guess what? You wake up the next day, you're feeling refreshed. You actually will probably feel more motivated to do things, more like you can accomplish things if you want to put effort into stuff, but also probably a lot hornier because you had a good sleep. So rest can be a great way to make sure that your body is happy and be able to actually feel fulfilled and have more pleasure. It's kind of a win-win situation with rest and sleep. We're going to head to our next commercial break, our last commercial break of the evening, actually. You are listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and I am your host, Milica Jelinic, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. So for those of you who are jumping in right now, there's lots of this show that there's been 45 minutes. We're 45 minutes in. But go back and listen to the beginning stuff. One of the things I forgot to tell you guys, which I'm going to let you remind you of now, is that if you are enjoying this show, which I hope you are, and if you're listening on iTunes, or if you're not listening on iTunes, but you happen to have iTunes, can you please go over to iTunes and search up my show, The Pleasure Zone, and then go give me a 5-star review. I hope that you agree that I deserve a 5-star review. The reason for this is the more I can get people to give me some 5-star reviews, the more I'm going to bump up in the algorithms. And guys, that would be such a great joy and pleasure for me. Mostly, I've been doing this for 11 years. I've been doing this for free for 11 years. And if you guys could do this for me, I would be absolutely grateful for this. Please feel free to review anywhere, like anywhere you can put reviews. But I know for sure iTunes does it. So that would be great if you could go review me there. Awesome. Also, if you want to get a hold of me, which I haven't mentioned much, you can go over to my website, MilicaJelinic.com. And there are like places where you can book a free like consult meeting with me. There's also all kinds of things on there about upcoming workshops and stuff like that. So we're redefining pleasure tonight, and we're looking at the 10 different ways to redefine pleasure. And so I got a few more left on my list. So what we also want to do is, so we talked about using rest. Rest is really important, and we want to slow down the internal pace. So what does that mean? That means remembering to breathe, remembering to connect, remembering that some things can wait till tomorrow. Like if you're really tired and you don't want to do the laundry, probably laundry can wait till tomorrow, unless you're really down to like your last socks and underwear. Maybe then you do need to do something, but chances are you're okay. A lot of things can wait and you can slow down, but your internal pace too is learning how to get like that cortisol burned off, right? I did entire episodes on cortisol and how it affects libido and different cortisol detox methods, using sex for cortisol detox. So, you know, you might want to slow down that internal pace too if you're feeling like your adrenals are on overdrive. Maybe you've been under a lot of stress. So meditation is fantastic for that. Whatever form of meditation you like. Personally, there are some meditations that annoy me, and then other meditations I get right into. I really, really love chanting. That's one of my favorites. It's like I can focus on words. It's fun. I like to be loud and obnoxious with my chanting for myself. Then whatever, say it from your heart. So you can find different methods of slowing down that internal pace. Just taking some deep breaths, right? That can be so helpful. Also, With some of the things that you might find pleasurable, you maybe have been hiding some of them for a really long time too. I've had several shows talking about like the big ask, talking about how to ask for the things that you truly desire that you're like afraid to tell your partner about. And being able to talk about the things that give you sh that have shamed you your whole life. I have a very dear friend who's also a client who the day that he finally like got to say to me one of the things that he was most ashamed of has been a game changer for him, and he tells me that all the time, and I love that I could be there for him to be that game changer. So allow yourself to just share the things, and maybe it's just finding the people that won't shame you. If you don't know any people, you're listening to one right now. You could literally, there's nothing you could say to me that I would shame you for. Unless you're asking me to shame you and you're paying me for that, and it's like your kink, in that case, we can talk about that as an option. But generally, no. I can generally see why people do what they do and how they end up in situations they end up. So, yeah, no shame. So releasing shame narratives is really important in order to have pleasure, because shame is part of that trauma. Where there's trauma, there's very little pleasure. So the next part is being able to explore the things that you're curious about rather than expecting a few things, expecting somebody else to tell you what to do, expecting certain things to show up in a certain way. Expectation in general can be a real killer of pleasure. So curiosity is actually what's going to get pleasure to be more aroused in you and expand and give you more new and fun ideas. Looking at things, whether it's books or information, education, I think is for me one of the greatest ways to gain more curiosity, to want to try things, because the more I learn about it, the more I want to try. And then learning to build connection with yourself first before you build connection with your partner can also derive incredible pleasure. It's also so that you don't become dependent on somebody else to fulfill your pleasure or to be your source of pleasure. But once you start to feel that sense of pleasure for yourself in your own life, then everybody else is a bonus. And building connection with you, even down to the weird, quirky, weird things like wanting to be a puppeteer at some point in this lifetime, like all of that, know you, get to know you, explore you. And then all of that will help you to actually be able to be with somebody in a much more meaningful, deeper way. And then find ways to have pleasure in your everyday life. So whether that's eating food that just turns you on, and I know some people who just absolutely have exquisite meals every day. It's what they do. And they will have versions of like gourmet meals because they love doing that and they make the time for that. So people will, who's got time for that? Well, you make time for that. You can make time for anything, really. That is part of your choice. I know that there are probably people who are struggling because they're working two or three jobs, but I'm telling you from experience, from the person who has worked three jobs, worked 7 days a week and worked like 12 hours a day or more, that the more I stepped into the things that truly bring me pleasure, the less effort I've had to put into life and earning money. And it's become so much better and so much easier, which is so much better and so much easier on everybody else around me. So you can integrate pleasure into your daily life and start to discover what brings you pleasure, because I bet you have not actually really thought about it. Most people don't think about their own pleasure. They think about everybody else's first, especially if you've been traumatized. And lots of my listeners have had trauma. I know that for sure. So if you've experienced a lot of trauma, you might be a pleasure, not just a pleasure seeker, but a people pleaser. But trying to please people is, your source of pleasure. But you also got to remember your people too. You got to find out what has you be happy, what brings you pleasure. Hope that's been a contribution, guys. And
Thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinich. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.